Welcome back to Travel Talk Radio. I hope you're having a ball today. We're having a great time bringing you this wonderful show from Anaheim. We're at the California Tourism Safety and Security Conference, the 7th annual, and we've been meeting some wonderful experts, and I've got an expert right beside me I can't wait to introduce you to, Bob Mellinger from Attainium.
Right.
Wow, what a neat company you have, and I can't wait to share this with our audiences. You create disasters.
That's correct.
Tell us about it.
Okay, we spend our time trying to help various businesses, the tourism industry, state and county fairs, credit unions, learn more about how they're going to deal with disaster by actually living through a simulated disaster.
So how does that work? You go there and start a fire? Or what?
Some people think that's what we do. But actually, we sit people around a table, and we give them a scenario. We say you are the manager of, say, a hotel. And we will create a number of scenarios. They could be as devastating as an earthquake or as simple as, say, someone with a gun walking in or someone dying in a hotel room. And then they have to deal with that and all the impacts of keeping going, keeping the business going while that's going on.
You know what? That's a great experience to go through just for risk management, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
And, of course, risk management is what it's all about.
Yes. And there's the old equation that says risk equals probability times impact, and we spend a lot of time trying to make sure that people are dealing with risk in that manner, in the right proportions.
So, Bob, when you go into a company and you create your disaster, do you create more than one disaster for the day, or is it for a 2 or 3 day seminar? How do you actually operate?
It's usually about a 3.5 or 4 hour seminar, and what we take is an overriding crisis. For example, for a building manager, it might be sheltering in place. Now, while we're doing this shelter-in-place scenario, there are a number of incidents that are going to go along. Somebody goes nuts, someone needs their medication, somebody wants to get out, somebody wants to get in. And how do you deal with all that? What are the liability issues that go with it? How do you keep a building secure when you've got that craziness going on?
So let's talk about when you're in the middle of this crisis with this thing that you've drummed up. And we've got a gunman in the hotel, we've got, you know, maybe a fire breaking out. How do we know we've done the right thing? Do you have some kind of criteria that you mark up?
There is a criteria we use at the end. We give everyone a scorecard. Now, the interesting thing about a disaster experience is that there may be 25 or 30 groups going through at the same time. So you have individual groups all pretending to be the same management. And at the end, we give them the scorecard, we evaluate the criteria, but then we let them talk about what they're doing. So the differences of each group is probably the most enlightening part. One group will say, we handled this way. Another group will say, well, we wouldn't even think about doing it that way. We did it this way. Or we did something else. Or you'll get the group that says, I don't even have a clue about that.
So at the end, then everybody's giving their thoughts, and they all walk away with, God, I think, you know, we got it now. So do they now start writing processes down and plans and procedures?
Many take back what they learned and will incorporate it into what they already have. We run into few people that are without plans. Most everybody has something, thank goodness.
Yes,
but it's
yes.
The level and how effective that plan will be, and the disaster experiences bring out that effectiveness. It sort of gives you an idea where you fit. Am I really prepared? Am I really ready? Or do I have a little more homework to do?
Well, it's a very creative way of really handling a risk management and crisis management, too. I mean, I think the concept is wonderful. Now, you're going to be having a conference in September 6th
this correct.
Year.
We're,
can you tell us a little
sure,
bit more about that?
Sure. We're going to be at the Anaheim Marriott on September 6th. We're going to do a disaster experience that is focused on the tourism industry. So there'll be it will focus on hotel operations as well as meeting and event planning. So we're looking at that combination. And we're not giving away too many secrets, because it'd be like telling the end of a mystery novel.
You'd have to do some kind of disaster and destroy me, I suppose.
If I told you I have... No, I won't go down that old path. But
you need us. But anyway, so who should come to this?
I would say, and the way it's being billed is that anyone that's in hotel management of any kind, hotel security should be there, anyone in meeting planning, anyone that has a venue in the area. So that would be theme parks, places where they have concerts and ball games, stadiums and whatever, as well as the meeting and event planners, or literally anyone that's involved in the tourism industry. We'll have some law enforcement professionals there, some first responders as well. And it offers two really good advantages. One is it allows you as a hotelier to figure out what you need to know. It also gives you the opportunity to maybe play a different role. Say you're a hotelier and you want to see how the meeting planner acts. You could be the meeting planner instead of the hotelier.
That's really valuable too, isn't it?
That's the proverbial walking in another Indian's moccasins, I think,
right,
is the way that goes.
Right, right. Now, are you an Anaheim company?
No, actually, we're based in Northern Virginia, right outside of D.C.
Oh, you're kidding.
So I flew all the way across the country just to be here today.
Oh, what part of Virginia?
We're in Fairfax County.
Beautiful. I love that area.
I do, too.
I was just in D.C. last week, and I adore it there.
No, we have a lot of things going on in D.C. I mean, there's interesting things in California, but the inside the Beltway can be most interesting.
You just can't beat what the energy level in D.C.
That's very true.
You just can't beat it. So as far as disaster experience, which I think is a great concept for Attanium, your website is attanium.com.
Attanium.net.
Oh, .net.
Right,
okay.
Attanium.net.
All right.
And we have a lot of information on there about our disaster experiences, as well as just generally being ready.
So do you have to actually go to the company to bring this experience, or can you send a manual out and have somebody actually, you know, take it and manage it?
Well, we have three versions of disaster experiences. One is the one where we go out and actually conduct and work with the client to get what they want. We have what we call a tailored conduct-it-yourself disaster experience, where we will take the specifics, create a disaster, and teach you how to do it. And then we have the off-the-shelf little CD we send you called a conduct-it-yourself disaster experience, and we send it out with all the instructions, and you can run exactly what we have, have done somewhere else.
That is great. You know, we're going to get all that information on the website, so it should be there right now.
Oh, great.
And that is really important information, so anybody can get involved at any level.
That's correct.
That's great. Affordable for everybody.
Affordable for everyone.
That's
the more
great.
That do it, the more prepared we will be.
That's great. Bob, it's great talking to you.
Well, thank you.
You're our, I shouldn't say cellmate, but you are our neighbor.
Yes, we are your neighbor.
And, of course, we got the Tiki Hut beside you, too, so we're having a ball here today, really learning so much with all these wonderful experts. I bet you are, too, aren't you?
It's been a phenomenal day to see all this group come together with readiness in mind. So
350 people. This is
right.
a blockbuster, and they have never had this many people here, so I think it's only going to grow. And they made the announcement today at lunch that this will now move to Northern California for next year.
Oh, wow. Well,
so they're going to do an alternate part. And, of course, California is a huge state, so I think this will work out very nicely. So there you have that. So, well, Bob, thank you. Bob Millinger from Attanium.net. And we're going to have you on again. I thought that was just a really great idea that you have. And, of course, September 6th is the time to get involved and go on down to Anaheim to the Marriott and attend the experience.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
All right. My name is Sandy Dewar. Thank you. And I'm going to be right back.